isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 21 Mfalakazi 2018 uPresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje,
indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenkolo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali ethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ngakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi efike esikolo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni.
Ithi lokhu kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi, lapho abantu abaye befuna khona ikheshi, ngoba abanye bayefuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya okubhadala khona ikheshi, okungalayikho kheshi, okungala swipe. So manje kade sabantu zindwendwe zodwa, abantu vele isiminye eminye, akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota lokuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokutholisa nzima abantu beZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje hamba labaculi ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomnyama yomanza mnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uhlanganele lenkokheli yenhlanganiso emele ilungelo lababalisi eye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekene nalazo elizweni. Umnangagwa ubikwa yenze izithembiso ezithize ezingabehambakiyo, kodwa engatsho lutho kangako ngeholo ababalisi abafuna lihlawulwe nguhulumende ngedola leMelika. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma lentatha lezindaba ngemva kwalomhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini kamongameli eMunu Mutapa Building, umkhokeli weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uMnumzana Takawafika Jowu uthi bajabule ngokuphiwa isikhathi sokulalela izikhalazo zababalisi okwenziwe uMnangagwa. Esinye isikhalazo abathethule kuMnangagwa, uzo uthe bafuna ababalisi zengezele iholo lifike unkulungwane ezintathu zamadola 3000 ngenyanga.
Umhlangano wathaitha na president tataura
umhlangano wethu ukhulumilelo president sikhulume udaba lomholo ukuthi awuseni ababalisi abasenelisi ukuthi baye emsebenzini ngoba izimali ezifunakalayo ukuthi pili aliseni. Sikhulume njalo ukuthi ababalisi kumele labo baphiwe ama-allowance acheneyo, njalo ukuthi ababalisi ngabantu abafuna umsebenzi wabo, kodwa imali abayiholayo eye-$284 imali elutshwane. Ngabe uhulumende ubaholisa ngemali ye-US dollar ngoba izinto ezitolo sezithengiswa ngemali yaphandle.
Maria wanotambira ye-$284 imali shoma zikuru kwazo.
Uzo uphinde wathi bafuna ukuthi ababalisi bathole izimota ngoba besebenza endaweni ezikhatshana lalapha abahlala khona.
Vanenge zvakawanda zvimwe zvatachitaura vava vachivimbisa kuti zvinokurumidza zvinokwanisa kuvimbisika nokukurumidza.
Omunye esikukhulumileyo basithembise ukuthi bazawulungisisa ngokuphangisa, kanye lokuthi obaba labomama abangababalisi befundisa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo benelise ukuthi basebenze ndawonye. Udaba lokukhuthaza ababalisi abangabesifazane emsebenzini, okunye bathe bazaqala bayekhuluma labohlangothi lwezemali lenotho yelizwe, okunjengokulungisisa udaba lomholo. Bathe bazakhulumisana lesiphathamandla sabagogileyo.
Bathe bashataura na minister wabo unomiria disability.
Biwa kulokuthile okuthembiswe nguMnangagwa ukuba uzakwethula ngesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo, kodwa akulalutho olubambekayo aluchileyo ngodaba lukholo ledola leMelika. Kunjalo unobhala we-PTUZ uMnumzana Raymond Majongwe uthi ababalisi abasozi babuyele emsebenzini kuvulwa izikolo nxa uMnangagwa engafizanga lokho akuthembisileyo emhlanganweni wanamhlanje. Omunye wababalisi unkosikazi Eugene Hlabangana okade khona emhlanganweni lo namhlanje uthe benelisile ukumtshela izithuso zabo.
Mhlawumbe nje uhambe kuhle kakhulu senelisile ukuthi simtshele umongameli welizwe uPresident Mnangagwa ukuthi thina njengababalisi sile nhlupho eziningi kakhulu. One, indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yeholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ngakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi efike esikolo. Ngakhangeli imali esiyitholayo for ukuthi umuntu enelise ukuyafika emsebenzini i-$90. And esithi imali le asoyokuthi mina ngingumbalisi ngigade, kufanele ukuthi labantu abami bekwanise ukugada ngemali yona le $90. And esithi ayikwani. So senelisile ukuthi simbonise upresident ukuthi imali abasinika yona vele ayenelisi. Okunye esikhulume ngakho indaba yokuthi ama-student teachers laba abafundela ukuba ngababalisi, inkolo yabo yaqhathwa kakhulu, bathola imali engange-$150. But ungakhangela abafundela ukuba ngamasosha, abafundela ukuba ngamapolisi, imali zabo azikhathwanga, bahola imali ekwani.
Asisenelisa ngakukhuluma lesikhulumeli sikaMnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe lokamakhala ekhukhwini. Njalo Mnangagwa ngokwakhe uhle wangena komunye umhlangano ngemva kwalo lababalisi. Umphathi intambo wezemfundo umnumzana Pho Mavima okade ekhona laye kulo mhlangano utshele 227 ukuba uzadlulisa izikhalazo zababalisi ngoba uhulumende eqhathekisa umsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo. UMavima uke watshela umhlangano labaphathi bezikolo ngenyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo owenzele eVic Force ukuthi uhulumende akasozenelise kwengezela iholo lababalisi kumbe kubahlawula ngedola leMelika. Asisenelisa ukuthola icele likamphathi intambo ogatsha lwezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ngalolu daba loba kuvike edluleyo ethe uhulumende akalayo indlela angathola ngayo imali yaphandle ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Gibson Bebe.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimoto akuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokutholise nzima abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imali emgoqweni okungekho emthethweni osiphathelene abakade sebenyamelele ngemva kokubuthwa ngamapholisa kwabaningi babo kumaviki adluleyo sebephendukile. Sokusele insuku ezingatsho lutho ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi lifike. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indwendwe zezimota ezidinga amafutha ezimota ziqhubekela phambili edolobheni lakobulawayo kuhlangene lendwendwe zokudinga imali emabhanga lapho abantu abaphiwa khona imali yamatshe engaphansi kwekhulu ngeviki. Umnumzana Mandla Chuma isakhamuzi sakobulawayo usola kakhulu ukuba imali itholakala emikambo yensitha ngoba emabhanga ingekho.
Ngithi lokho kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababefuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayafuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi emakhaya akubhadala khona ikheshi okungalayikho kheshi okungalaswiping. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini okusho ukuthi nxa imali engasatholakalanga abantu bazagcina bedlalela ikhisimusi khonalapho akobulawayo kanti nengibelifisa sibili ukuthi khona liye emakhaya. Ngakho sithi uhulumende ngabuyazama sibili kumbe kukhitshwe namabhondi lawo ngoba yiwangana asilethele uhlupho lapha kulezi.
Unkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe ukhala ngokuqansa kwentengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwemali.
Hayi, intengo seziqanse kakhulu vela kusathengeki, uyazihlupha khona ukuthi siza kudlani ngekhisimusi ngoba amaprizes sokule prize yeyusa sokule prize yebond abantu vela amaqhuzi agcwele balayinile abantu badidene vele iprize yempahla vele abantu bayakhala ukuthi abantwana bagqokani konke kuqansile.
Umnumzana Love Momoyo okumsebenzi wokuthengisa amaluba kobulawayo uthi ibhizimusi idonsa nzima ngalezi nsuku.
Ukusileka kwemali sokusaffectile sibili kakhulu kazi ngoba vele asisakwazi lokuthi sibambe ngaphi sithini kubusiness ngoba abantu babuya lebhondi. Ibhondi nxa ulemukela usithi uyangena ezitolo ezinye alisebenzi ibhondi bavuma kuphela ema-supermarket but when you want ukuthi uthi uyathenga ezinye izinto ibhondi kabasasivumeli. So it's like sekufana lokuthi abantu sisebenzele ukudla kuphela ngoba i-supermarkets are the only people abavuma ibhondi. Ungathi uyahamba kuma ati uti ati samende ba uzo kutjela nge US dollar. Uti ati ufuni simba kutjela nge US dollar. Whatever ufuni kukutenga ba kutjela nge US dollar. Whereas US dollar nkona kasili tote. So tinabesikela si uti kulumende nga inga neta. Isi nete, isi zwele, janga bantu bayo. Isi kipele li pondi ya lifagayo. Ngobi pondi li se listuali senzi yo. Ngabuyeza sibili siki sibisake no president ngowakhe ukuthi sicela asikiphele ibondi ngoba ibondi selisilimazile asilakwaniswa ukuthi siphefumule enxa ibondi.
Isimo somnotho simi manzonzo ezweni, amabhanga awala mali, abamavinkili amaningi sebesala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwebond note bethi bafuna idola leMelika. Uma ungelalo uhlawula okuphethwe kane kumbe kanhlanu intengo yedola ngebond osekuchiye abantu bedideke ingqondo. Amafutha ezimota lawo aqhubekela phambili esilela iningi seliphephela emikambo yensitha. Uhulumende uhlala ethembisa ukuba udubo lokusilela kwemali, amafutha ezimota lokuqansa kwentengo yempahla uzalunga, kodwa uZulu uqhubekela phambili ebhekane lendubo lezi. Ngimela iStudio 7, ngiwobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Si loke sisedabeni lunye lokusilela kwemali yemabhanga kanye lamafutha ezimota siphindi. Usithandekile Nkomhlanga owe Studio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphatha amandla esifona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizinisi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo izakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Sokuvukeka kutsha kunokuyana esasiqale ngakho indwendwe yesabeke emabhenki lapha ngamavigoroni lapha amabhenki abantu bazama ukudinga imali. Ngazi ukuthi sokuyiphanike ukuthi abantu beya kuholiday kumbe i-shortage sibe yaba khona njalo yezimali ngoba amalayini akhona lawo besingasawajayelanga akhona namhlanje. Ibhenki engike ngadlula kiyo kathesi ngikhulumisana labantu se-Medgen kukhanya bebengena nga-5-5 ugadumile emnyango bangena ngi-5-5 abanye besithi hayi kukhanya iyatholakala but bebengeniswa nga-5-5 ngingazi kwamanye amabhanga njalo ngimbona lokho kule ndwendwe nje kuphela. Inani lokho liyilo lona leyani babelitshilo ukuthi nxa uthatha as individual uphiwa $50 then amakhampani aphiwa $100.
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela yini belungiselela ikhisimusi?
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela but isimanga esesikhona sengidlula kulaba abathengisa zokudla le i-chicken in sebetshintshile intengo zabo sebebiza imali yaseMelika yebhondi. Nga uthi uyaqathanisa ngemali yakithi i-price zabo sezidula kakhulu ngoba ngele Melika i-2 piece yabo bayibiza $2.50 ma uyifuna ngebhondi $9. So okuyikuthi ngezindlela bazama ukuthi abantu bengasasebenzisi ibhondi ngoba kuba cheap angawuthenga nge-US. But uhlupho olukhona ukuthi imali yeMelika kayikho kuleli lizwe leli. Yebo ye abantu bayabhodabhoda bethengathenga khonokho okuncane nje noma sekula abakhangelela impahla zabantwana baningi kakhulu kula esithi ngama-free market. Ezitolo nje ezinkulu hayi kakuphithizeli kangako, kuphithizelwa kuma-free market lakhona apha ekudleni.
Uhlupho lwamafutha ezimota okuhambisa ke
wayisho-ke isindaba phendula inkinga indawo yamafutha le sikhuluma nje indwendwe ezibonakalayo eminye imigwaqo siziyavaleka ukuthi akusilaweni ngoba imoto sezilayini ezayenza amalayini aba yidabhu aba mathathu kulokunzima. Kukhanya kakunabungcono obuba khona sibili emafutheni lapha bathwele nzima abantu bezimota ngoba ngikhangele nje njengomuntu okhanya ngasemabhizinisi ngengafika ngasemarenkini aye emakhaya abamabhasi labo sebekhweze okwesabekayo ngenxa yokuthi bathi bona amafutha akawatholakali. Emafutheni-ke akulabungcono akulabubeni sibiyenje lishi zikhula zisiya phambili.
Lo ke mnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zakoBulawayo iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Sixoxe laye ekoBulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. Namhlanje sinika abalaleli benu bethu ithuba lokuthi batho ukuba balungiselela njani ikhefu lekhisimusi phakathi kwenhlupho elibhekane lazo ezigoqela ukungatholakali kwemali emabhanga kanye lokusilela kwamafutha ezimoto. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Singarangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wathi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane. Unobhala ubona ngizomvikela uhulumende weMelika, uSecretary of Defense Jim Mattis uchiye umsebenzi izolo isithi lokhu kubangelwe yikungezwani lokwehlukana kwemibono phakathi kwakhe nomongameli Donald Trump. Uthi-ke isitishi esikhulu sendizamtshina sakwelebhilithani sivulwe lamhlanje ngemva kokuvalwa ngolwesithathu ngenxa yodubo lwemitshina yama-drones. Igceke lendizamtshina ele-Gatwick bese like lavalwa ngoba ama-drones la abikwa abephazamisa abashayeli okudalele abahambayo inhlupho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labeZimbabwe abalubhekise ekhaya ngale impela viki ukuyajabulela ikhisimusi bendawonye lezihlobo labangane bakhala ngokuthatha isikhathi eside belokhu bezama ukuphuma emngceleni weBite Bridge. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi kwenziwe imizamo eminingi yokuthi kudluleke lula kulo umngcele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
Amakhulu ezalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kule South Africa basemabhasini emchobeni kubomalaitha lasezimoteni begijimela ukuthi langekhisimusi liyephuma sebesekhaya. Kodwa-ke iningi lithi alithokoze ngendlela izithathamandla ezibona ukuphuma lokungena kwabantu emngceleni weBite Bridge esebenza ngayo. Umnumzana Wilson Moyo olubhekise kibo enkaye emakhwatini uthi lokhu kungaqhubeka abanye bazayidlalela emngceleni ikhisimusi.
Isimo uma ngaphawula ngaso mhlawumbe esenzayo leboda sibuhlungu kakhulu ngempela, sibuhlungu kakhulu, asijabulisi neze. Uyathola ukuthi imoto ziningi ngathi 1.5 days seboda impela imoto zingadluli, ingadlula izopaka iye ngale iyethule yonke imithwalo ukuze kufika phansi. Ma ungenamali ukuthi mhlawumbe udlulise, cha uzosokola ngempela, hayi kunzi imeboda kuzima.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Siyabonga Xele ukuthi uhulumende wenze konke akwenelisayo ukuze izihambi zingabanjelelwa kulumngcele.
Sengezelele izisebenzi zomngcele la ngoba bezisilela. Sengezelela ngesilinganiso esiphose sifike ingxenye ekhulwini. Size sasusa abanye ehofisini yethu enkulu ukuze sivule amahofisi amaningi okudlulisa izihambi ukuze konke kudlule ngokuphangisa.
Isiphathamandla esibona ngezokuthutha lezokuphepha esabelweni seLimpopo unkosikazi Makhoma Makhurupeje uxwayise abasebenzisa umgwaqo N1 olubhekise eBite Bridge ukuthi bengalokothi kwephula umthetho ngoba bazawukhomba olotshwala.
Abengene ilizweni kungelamvumo njalo amapholisa abasebenzela kakhulu. Umphathi ntambo ubebatshela ukuthi akula obethiweyo ozakhululwa manje kuqoqela bephula imithetho yomgwaqo leyelizwe.
Minyaka yonke umngcele weBite Bridge yiyo olabantu abaningi abaphuma kwele South Africa ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kulelo lizwe. Nyakenye abanye bagcine bedlalela ikhisimusi endleleni ngenxa yobuningi babantu abebephuma besiya eZimbabwe. Melestino 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa, New Benedictine Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo umqeqeshi weqembu lemele eZimbabwe emncintiswano womdlalo wenguqu weCAF Champions League ele FC Platinum uNomeni Mabheza uthi iqembu lakhe libhekane lomdlalo onzima njalo lidinga usekelo ukuze linqobe lase eCongo iBrazzaville ele ASA Otto kusasa. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Mabheza utshele inyathelo zindaba zemidlalo uba ngasoze balidelele iqembu le-AS Otoho ngoba likhuphe iqembu le-Primero de Agosto kuliqembu elakhupha ele-FC Platinum kumncintiswano owedlulileyo we-CAF Champions League. Umqeqeshi lo uthi bangakwazi mhlophe uma babhekane lani kumdlalo wakusasa njalo abakudinga ukuxhasa yibo bonke abayingxenye yemuli FC Platinum.
Everybody knows where we're standing now as a club. I think we're just 90 minutes away from.
Wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuba sisalelwe imizuzu engamachumi ayithoba munye ukuba sifinyelele kusigaba esibaya esomzuzwane weCAF Champions League. Yikho siyakwazi ukuba kuyini esibhekane lakho ngomgqibelo. Sinethemba njalo ukuba sizathola usekelo esimdingayo kuyo wonke umuntu oyingxenye yeqembu le-FC Platinum ukuze silulele phambili kulo mncintiswano.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum lele-AS Auto wabe ngutshikilobhanqa wanikawani ngesonto edlileyo, njalo limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum lingadlulela phambili nxa umdlalo ongafika komlindo yacina zingutshikilobhanqa kungena qembu elenelise ukuhlohla. UMapeza yena uthe bazizama uba behlokohlema banxa bengadlala besithi bafuna umdlalo uphele kungahlohlanwanga, bengazisola iqembu lezivakatshi selihlohle isikhathi zisiyaphela. Iqembu le-FC Platinum seliyake limele ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano yokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika, kodwa ngalizake linelise ukufinyelela kusigaba sezibaya lapho kutholakala khona imali ethe xaxa. Njalo abaningi bakhangelele ukuba lonyaka lingakwenelisa lokhu njengoba kusasa lizabe lidlala lisekhaya. Nabo linye icele iqembu le-AS Auto ngowakuqala ukuba liphatheke kumncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lithole ilungelo lokumela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika ngemva kokuphakamisa isicoco seligi lonyaka, njalo ngokwesibili iminyaka ilandelana ukuba liphakamise intshezo le. Umdlalo wakusasa uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yamandaba esedolobheni laseZwishabane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwaza Friday, namhlanje sihamba labahlabeleli ababili abacula beseSouth Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye loBrian Sibanda. Untungamile Nkomo usethulela lolu daba.
UJoshua Nkomo. UJoshua Nkomo. Joshua Nkomo.
Umqali wesiziva nguBrian Sibanda insizwa edabuka eBambazi esigabeni sakombimba, yona ephethe idlaladelayo lakuqala elilesihloko esithi zangene zebhubezi. Lapha uhaya umfokanyongolo iqhawe lamaqhawe phela. UBrian ukhulele esontweni emaphaneni akombimba lapho ahle waba ngumthontwe ohlaba usamila, ngoba ubehlabela ecaweni wakhula waze waba ngumculi osicindezele idlalade. Uyachasisa ke okaSibanda.
Lo mculo lowo kungumculo ongajwayelekile, mhlawumbe abanye uyabadida ukuthi manje kungumculo wesintu othe ukuxubanisa kakhulu nginabe kakhulu ngemlayezo. Ngikhuluma ngento eziningi empilo, ngothando, ngezinkolo nani nani, konke ongamcabanga.
Idlaladeleli lilengoma eziyisishiyagalombili njalo le ngethi umdene. Njengoba sisiya kukhisimusi nje, umhlabeleli ulomlayezo obalulekileyo kubalandeli.
Njengoba sibheke kuma holiday la kakhisimusi nasemnyakeni omusha, ngithi mina abantu abaphepha ezingozini nasemgwaqweni, sithi ukuphepha sisiphatheni kahle, impilo yefana nje naye nazo zonke izinsuku. Engakusho kube ukuthi mina ngiyanthanda kakhulu.
Abadala bathi kusinwa kudedelwana. Ededa ke uBrian Sibanda uthi abangathanda ukuxhumana laye bengamthola kunombolo zakwe leSouth Africa ezithi 002-784-613-2505. Sisuke ke eBambazi silubhekise eCholocho lapho okudabuka khona umhlabeleli wesibili uNkunzi yomanzi amnyama laye oculayo kwele South Africa. lakhe likankunzi elesine njalo isihloko salo sithi emsakazweni laye unkunzi olomlayezo omqoka kubalandeli la kuZulu.
Bengithanda nje ukuthi abantu beyiphathe kahle njengoba kulanda uDisemba kanjalo bekwazi ukuthi bethenge nemculo yethu bekwazi ukuyimamela njalo njalo ngoba ziningi imiyalezo siyifaka ezingomeni zethu.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Kushuthi abantu abangathanda ukuthola idlalade leli elami elisha bengakwazi ukuxhumana nami kule nombolo ethi 061 96 87 396. Bawubese bengitholile-ke lapho eza bengene kufacebook kwipheji lami ethi inkunzi yomanzi amnyama iphatha mcimbi. Ungakwazi ukungithola kuwhatsapp.
Uphuma-ke enkundleni ngale ethi yila magwala.
Sesifike emaphetheleni ohlelo lwethu olwalamhlanje, kodwa ke singakaligqibi uhlelo lwathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota uqhubekela phambili ngamandla koBulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besihamba labaculi ababili uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye loBrian Sibanda. Oselivalelisa kulolu hlelo lwanamhlanje nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.